ज्ञानविशुपाद परमहंस त्रिव्राजकशात स्तोत्र सत्य श्री समाधि वैंकेश श्री भाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कौटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर चार्यस डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की नामचर्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की समवेत भक्त वृंद की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज में भागवतम की दैनिताय गौर अभिमनंदी All glories to be assembled devotees. All glories to be assembled devotees. All glories to be assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru, to Sri Gauranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदमायं ददति स्वपरान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनतं वितं त्वं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपीशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नरं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं मुदीरये नस्तप्रयश भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द यद्वैताग्रधार Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mukham Karoti Vachanam Prangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam This morning we are jumping cantos here. We are jumping chapters, I guess. From the 11th canto, Yeah. From the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 17, which is entitled Description of the Varnashrama System, and text number 27, which is on the board. Actually, we have this very important purport, and also I had something else, I don't know, because I'm just noticing now that it's over two pages, it's already quite a lot of material. Let's see if we have time. Something that someone sent me just recently. We still find, you know, it's amazing, after many years, we still find nectar, you know, that Srila Prabhupada has given in the form of lectures, in the form of conversation, because some of the older devotees sometimes, I found this tape, or I found like this. And so not everything, the folio, which is having, as you all know, Srila Prabhupada's books and conversations, etc., there's always new material being added, and I wanted to share that with you because I had not read this particular one, a conversation in Hawaii way back in 1975, actually, which is in line with what we are reading this morning. So let us go to the verse, and acharyam mam vijaniyam nabamanyeta kadhichit na marcha bhujya suyeta sarva deva mayo guruhu. Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karhichit na martya bhujya suyeta sarva deva mayo guruhu. Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karhichit na marcha bhutya suyeta sarva deva mayo guruhu. Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karhichit namartya buddhya suyeta sarva deva mayo guruhu.
Acharyam mam vijaniyam
acharyam mam vijaniyam
Acharyam,
Acharyam,
the spiritual master,
the spiritual master.
Mam,
Mam,
myself,
myself.
Vijaniyat,
Vijaniyam,
one should know,
one should know.
Na avamanyeta,
Na avamanyeta,
one should never disrespect,
one should never disrespect.
Karichit,
Karichit,
at any time,
any time.
Na,
Na,
never.
Martya
buddhya,
Martya buddhya,
with the idea of his being,
with the idea of his being,
an ordinary man.
Ordinary man.
Asurita,
Asurita,
one should be envious.
One should be envious.
Sarvadeva,
Sarvadeva,
of all demigods.
Maya,
representative.
Representative.
Guruhu,
Guruhu,
the spiritual master.
Spiritual master.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta. Actually, the translation is by the followers of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The purport is actually directly quoted, as will be explained here, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we will give first the translation of the text. One should know the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods. Kindly repeat after me. One should know the Acharya as myself.
One should know the Acharya as myself.
And never disrespect him in any way.
And never disrespect him in any way.
One should not envy him.
One should not envy him.
Thinking him an ordinary man.
Thinking him an ordinary man.
For he is the representative,
for he is the representative
of all the demigods.
Of all demigods.
Purport. This verse appears in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 146. His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotara Satta Sri Simad Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has commented on this verse as follows. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, the one we're reading, 11.17.27, spoken by Lord Sri Krishna when he was questioned by Uddhava regarding the four social and spiritual orders of society. He was specifically instructing how a brahmachari should behave under the care of a spiritual master. A spiritual master is not an enjoyer of facilities offered by his disciples. He is like a parent. Without the attentive service of his parents, a child cannot grow to manhood. Similarly, without the care of the spiritual master, one cannot rise to the plane of transcendental service. The spiritual master is also called Acharya, or a transcendental professor of spiritual science. Manusamhita 2.140 explains the duties of an Acharya, describing that a bona fide spiritual master accepts charge of disciples, teaches them the Vedic knowledge with all its intricacies, and gives them their second birth. The ceremony performed to initiate a disciple into the study of spiritual science is called Upaniti. Upaniti, or the function that brings one nearer to the spiritual master. One who cannot be brought nearer to a spiritual master cannot have a sacred thread, and thus he is indicated to be a Shudra. The sacred thread worn on the body of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya is a symbol of initiation by the spiritual master. It is worth nothing if worn merely to boast of high parentage. The duty of the spiritual master is to initiate a disciple with the sacred thread ceremony, and after this, samskara, or purificatory process. The spiritual master actually begins to teach the disciple about the Vedas. A person born a Shudra is not barred from such spiritual initiation, provided he is approved by the spiritual master, who is duly authorized to award a disciple the right to be a Brahmana if he finds him perfectly qualified. In the Vayu Purana, an Acharya is defined as one who knows the import of all Vedic literature, explains the purpose of the Vedas, abides by their rules and regulations, and teaches his disciples to act in the same way. Only out of immense compassion does the personality of Godhead reveal himself as the spiritual master. Therefore, in the dealings of an Acharya, there are no activities but those of transcendental loving service to the Lord. He is the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. It is worthwhile to take shelter of such a steady devotee, who is called Asraya Vigraha, or the manifestation or form of the Lord, of whom one must take shelter. If one poses himself as an Acharya, but does not have an attitude of servitorship to the Lord, he must be considered an offender. And this offensive attitude disqualifies him from being an Acharya. The bona fide spiritual master always engages in unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this test, he is known to be a direct manifestation of the Lord and a genuine representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Such a spiritual master is known as Acharya Dev. Influenced by an envious temperament and dissatisfied because of an attitude of sense gratification, mundaners criticize a real Acharya. In fact, however, a bona fide acharya is non-different from the personality of Godhead. And therefore, to envy such an acharya is to envy the personality of Godhead himself. This would produce an effect subversive to transcendental realization. As mentioned previously, a disciple should always respect the spiritual master as a manifestation of Sri Krishna. But at the same time, one should always remember that a spiritual master is never authorized to imitate the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. False spiritual masters pose themselves as identical with Sri Krishna in every respect to exploit the sentiments of their disciples. But such impersonalists can only mislead their disciples, for their ultimate aim is to become one with the Lord. This is against the principles of the devotional cult. The real Vedic philosophy is Achintya Veda, Veda, Veda Tattva, which establishes everything to be simultaneously one with and different from the personality of Godhead. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami confirms that this is the real position of a bona fide spiritual master, and says that one should always think of the spiritual master in terms of his intimate relationship with Mukunda, Sri Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Bhakti Sandharva, text 213, has clearly defined that a pure devotee's observation of the spiritual master and Lord Shiva as one with the personality of Godhead exists in terms of their being very dear to the Lord, not identical with him in all respects. Following in the footsteps of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Jiva Goswami, later acharyas like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have confirmed the same truth. In his prayers to the spiritual master, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms that all the revealed scriptures accept the spiritual master to be identical with the personality of Godhead because he is very dear, because he is a very dear and confidential servant of the Lord. Gaudiya Vaishnavas therefore worship Srila Gurudev, the spiritual master, in the light of his being the servitor of the personality of Godhead. In all the ancient literatures of devotional service, and in the more recent songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and other unalloyed Vaishnavas, the spiritual master is always considered to be either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. End of report. So the text is, of course, the text itself, as well as this very nice purport given here by Srila Prabhupada, is very clearly establishing the unique position of the spiritual master. Actually, our understanding, our Vaishnava understanding is, as we chant actually every day also, unless we receive the blessings and the mercy of Guru, of the spiritual master, then we cannot hope to attain the service of the Lord. Spiritual master actually teaches, and he teaches especially by personal example, not simply by giving various instructions. Of course, both are there. And as very wonderfully exhibited in so many wonderful associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in particular the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Srila Rupa Goswami in particular, prays, offers this prayer whereby he glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam, which in which he is praying that when will I be able to understand and to execute actually the inner desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is of course non-different than the Supreme, who is directly actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So this text is taken from this chapter where there is discussion. Actually, there in many places in the Bhagavatam there is reference to, we cannot avoid it actually, there is reference to the Varnashrama system. Here the Lord himself is speaking on the subject matter. In the seventh canto, the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Narada Muni. The special characteristic and feature, we could say, of Srila Narada Muni is that he is known as being expert and most knowledgeable in two sciences, in the science of bhakti, in the science of pure devotional service, and also he is very, very expert in the science of Varnashrama Dharma. Therefore, it's very important to hear from such personalities, and of course, all of the acharyas, including for us, members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that personality who is giving guidance in our, let's say, present-day society, modern-day society, how to put into practice in practical application these teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and so it means that one of the first and foremost duty and responsibility of a disciple is to really, what we say, imbibe the spirit of Guru. Understand what is the main intent or desire. Of course, Guru will generally speak or give many instructions. One should pray to the spiritual master to actually understand amongst all of those instructions which are more important. All instructions are important, but they have different levels of priority, possibly urgency, etc. So we all know that Srila Prabhupada has, as the founder acharya of our society, has given many important instructions. And actually, today is my last Bhagavatam class for this visit in Vrindavan. And a few years ago, some of you will remember, some devotees more new persons may not know. The leaders of our ISKCON society actually passed two, let's say, important resolutions whereby whenever there is a Bhagavatam lecture given, the speaker, the one who's giving the class, should spend a few minutes speaking about the importance of varnashram. You know, GBC had to pass a resolution to kind of remind everyone that, hey, this is something important. Maybe it's not the only thing that Prabhupada spoke about, obviously, but it is something that he gave importance to, and I would say a lot of importance. So much so that, you know, it had to come to a resolution that those who are in leadership positions, and specifically during Bhagavatam class, there were two resolutions, actually. That was the first. The second one was that because the majority of our devotees and the majority of our congregation are living in the cities, so the second resolution was that our city temples should make an effort to connect with whatever rural community, you know, is close by, and instead of buying all kinds of things from the supermarket, they should, if there is sufficient produce from the farm communities that are temples. Prabhupada wanted this kind of, that was one of many instructions given by Srila Prabhupada. I wanted to share, as I mentioned at the beginning of the class, a very important discussion which I guess is connected with the seminar we're giving since the last 2 days, whereby Srila Prabhupada, in a way which I had not really, I'd heard about it, of course, before, because Srila Prabhupada, that is one of the processes that is taken up by teachers or by acharya. Acharya will often have to repeat, you know, to remind the disciple that this is important. So this will be, I guess, one of those important conversations. It is in reference to, just like at the beginning here, the purport, it is mentioning about the instructions that especially one begins in a Vedic culture at a young age. One begins to receive instruction from the spiritual master. And at a particular time, when the spiritual master considered that one is ready, then the spiritual master actually will give what is called a second initiation. And after giving a second initiation, we'll begin to actually teach the Vedic knowledge, Vedic understanding to such a disciple. This conversation that I want to share with you is, of course, I would say, especially appropriate for devotees who are residents here at New Vrindavan, but it is important actually for all of us as well. Srila Prabhupada establishes or clearly explains how our present-day modern lifestyle it is extremely dangerous because it is a major distraction. It is distracting us from what is the real and main purpose of life, which is that of self-realization. So Srila Prabhupada is especially, we could say, making or bringing here a contrast between modern city life on the left side and on the right side, the necessity and importance of developing or and living in a village atmosphere. And I'll just let Prabhupada speak here. It's quite strong, actually, so be ready for it. As it is mentioned here, actually, when one should know that, you know, Guru, he is trying to serve Krishna, isn't it? He's trying to serve his own spiritual master. But he is trying to serve also because he has understood very clearly what is Krishna's desire. Krishna's desire is that we not become wrapped up and totally absorbed in activities of sense gratification, ultimately, whether gross or subtle, on the mental platform, whatever it may be. Krishna wants us. He wants our own welfare, as nicely explained here by Srila Prabhupada. The guru, spiritual master, is like a parent. Parent is always looking out for the, isn't it, for the welfare of the children. So we should hear these instructions with that in mind. This was May 25th, actually, of 75. So he was in Hawaii and visiting our community there, and was very happy actually to see that the devotees were living in this more simplified lifestyle. So here we go. That this village we are maintaining, this Gaura Nityananda temple, that was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithibite ache jata nagara digram, from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya 4:126. Sarvatra prachar hoide. So you are very humbly maintaining this temple. It is a great achievement for you. You will get blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We need both blessings. Blessings of Guru, blessings of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. The glaring attraction of city, that is Maya. In the modern age, people are more attracted by the city life, but we should know city life not for the devotee. Generally, people in general like city life, but that is Maya. Maya means which is not fact. We are thinking that this way we shall be happy, but that is not fact. This is called Maya. 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 It is not. You are thinking that in this way you will be happy, but it is not. Probably repeating a lot here. This is Maya. One English poet also said, what is it? Cowper? Cowper. C-O-W-P-E-R. That city is made by man, but village is made by God. So if you can stick to this village life and be satisfied, whatever you produce, you can produce your necessities. There is no difficulty. If we keep cows and grow food grains, fruits, vegetables, then we can live very peacefully like that. There is no need of going to the city. That is the plan of God, Krishna. I'll repeat this. There is no need of going to the city. That is the plan of God, Krishna. Krishna personally exhibited, Vrindavan is village. It is not city. We are trying to go to the village of Krishna, Vrindavan. And he was himself, although he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was taking care of the calves and cows when he was a child. Although Nanda Maharaj was king, village king, king means he had many cows, 900,000 cows. Formerly, one was considered to be a rich man if he possessed many cows. Dhanyena dhanavan gavaya dhanavan. Now artificially they have made such a plan that if you can possess some papers written only $100, $500, $50, then you are rich. But actually that is not wealth. When there is no food, you cannot eat this paper. It may be $100, $500. But if you possess grains and cows, then you will never starve. The city people, they are getting supplies from the remote village. And they have got money. Money means paper. They are cheating. The whole process is cheating. There is no money, but they have made economic condition in such a way, in such a clever way, that we are accepting these papers as money. Real riches is actually the grains and the milk. That is real riches. According to Vedic civilization, it is said, and Prabhupada is repeating here, dhanyena dhanavan gavaya dhanavan. Formerly and still in India, Indian villages, suppose one man is going to give his daughter to a boy. So he will go and see how much grains he has got in store, how many cows he has got. Then yes, he is going to agree like that. Nowadays they don't go to see how much nowadays they go to see how much book balance he has got. So that was the process before, as Prabhupada explains here, you know, that I will not give my young daughter away to a young man who doesn't have at least one cow and some land, because that is how one can traditionally. And traditionally means it is meant to be the standard norm. And then Prabhupada continues here. So our Krishna consciousness movement is basically that we should not be attracted by the false thing, isn't it? We should not be attracted by the false thing, the reality. Vedyam vastaram atravastu. Real reality, not false reality. So I'm very glad that you are living here. So kindly stick to this place and make an ideal island so that others may see also. Plain living, high thinking. Produce your own food, keep cows, milk, If there is food grains and milk, there is no necessity. And you can produce your cloth also if you produce cotton. We are trying in Mayapur to produce our own cloth. So we require our own cloth, our food, and time saved for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is required. The actual civilization, this lifestyle, village lifestyle. Modern, this is not civilization. This is demoniac civilization. So although you are all European and American, these things are practically, you're not accustomed. But if you develop this kind of civilization, plain living and high thinking, save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness, that is real profit of life. It is real profit. We should not be attracted by the so-called material, bodily, comfortable life. This is also comfortable. Simply we imagine that city life, having many cars and many skyscraper buildings, big rows, that is comfortable. Comfortable means without anxiety. That is life. Real life is without anxiety. That is comfortable. That is comfortable living. And if you are living, sleeping in a very high skyscraper building and full of anxieties, is that comfortable life? That is not comfortable life. Comfortable life means, and here he quotes Chanakya Pandit. Chanakya Pandit has said that a comfortable, happy man is he who does not go out of his home and who is not a debtor. He is happy, but just see, in the city, everybody's a debtor. Everybody owes money. And one has to go 50 miles, 100 miles for earning his livelihood. Is that comfortable? The bank is ready to give you money. Purchase motor car, purchase this, purchase that. At the end of the month, after working hard, when you get salary, the whole money is taken by the bank. Again, you have to work. So you are debtor and full of anxiety. Is that comfortable life? No. That is not comfortable life. Comfortable life means no anxiety. So create Vrindavan. Keep Krishna here, cows here, calves here. Produce your own food, it will become Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. Where there is Krishna, where there are cows, where there is agriculture, that is Vrindavan. See the life of Krishna. He advised his father to worship Govardhan Hill. He said, "My dear father, Govardhan Hill is giving grass to our cows. Why you are arranging for the demigod worship, Indra? There is Govardhan Puja. So you should produce enough food, grains, enough fodder for the cows and live peacefully. Chant Hare Krishna. Make this life, at least one life, we should do like that. It is a very happy life." So you have got this land, develop it. Don't go away, develop it. That is my instruction. Keep cows, as many cows as possible. You don't require practice. Produce your own food, own milk, save time. Chant Hare Krishna. And last section here. This is perfect. You don't require technical education and this education, that education, wine, meat. This is Rakshasa civilization. This is not human civilization. Human civilization, peacefully living, saving time for Krishna consciousness. And then at the end of death, you remember Krishna. You are immediately delivered within a second, back to home, back to Godhead. Read thoroughly, produce your own food, live peacefully. What is the use of going to the city? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jada vidya sab mayara vaibhav tomar bhajani bada. This material way of life, material advancement of material civilization, means giving advantage to Maya to increase her influence over us. So be satisfied with this humble life in the village and be advanced in Krishna consciousness. This is the real profit of life. Don't be misled by the glaring, dazzling situation of the city. This is not worth it. There is no difficulty. If you cooperate, everything will be all right. Don't be anxious. I wanted to share that. I know we're getting a little bit over time here, but you could probably trace it out somewhere and read this probably over again. Any questions or comments? Real quick here. Yes?
If Guru is representative of Krishna, one cannot approach Krishna, then how one approaches Guru? If the conditioned soul doesn't have transcendental vision, then how can one approach something transcendental?
Yes. The difference is that Krishna is always existing and living in his transcendental body. Guru takes on a material body. Guru you can see. Guru you can hear directly. Krishna we cannot see. So although he is representative, most confidential representative of Krishna, it is Krishna's system and arrangement that if you associate with this personality, who is Guru, who is simply speaking what I am speaking and teaching what I am teaching. So because you can see him, because you can serve him, you will develop the service mentality, you will develop your original spiritual transcendental consciousness, and one day you can serve me directly also. But actually we always serve through Guru in any event. But the idea is that the Guru is that medium, transparent medium through which we can learn ultimately to serve Krishna. Isn't it? Guru is teaching us how to serve the deities, who is the Lord directly in his archetypal form. So Guru is the external manifestation, and although he is representing the Lord, it is a little bit similar to, you know, the archavigraha form we can see, isn't it? We dress the deities every day, we offer arati, so many things. So Guru is also like a form we can see, and thus we can hear like that. Yeah. Next program is on tap, I think, right now. thank you very much. Jai Kantaras Mahaputana Ki. Jai Jai Gauri Pranandi. Jai Jai Gauri Pranandi.